The topic today is the Kentucky Derby. That's right. Who watched it? I just got to thinking there's so many different analogies and things that we could unpack with this race. If you didn't see it, oh my goodness, go watch it on YouTube because it is a comeback story. I don't know enough about the Kentucky Derby, but I was learning more as we watched the race and afterwards. My husband and I dug into it a little bit more and found out that horses can only run the Kentucky Derby race once in their life. They get one shot at this race, just like we get one shot at this thing called life.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. It's a delight to be here with you today. I was just looking at where people tune in and I am just so humbled and grateful. And I just want to give a shout out to people that are listening from Hong Kong. Oh my goodness. Hello. Thailand, Australia, Ireland, Norway, Spain, Germany, Canada. Italy, Australia, like the list goes on. I'm just blown away. So thank you so much for being devoted to this podcast. And I hope you are enjoying all the interviews that I set up and just the individual shows that I have as well. But thank you for tuning in and spending your precious time with me and with us when I have people on my show. So thank you. Thank you for also sharing the show, giving it a rating and a review. It's all so important and it helps others like you find this podcast. So Visibly Fit is all about being fit, mind, body, and spirit. And so we share a lot of different topics here, and some may not be for you in this season, but it might be for somebody else and you could share it with them. But today, I'm going to share a couple things just because it's my show and I can talk about whatever I want, right? So, first of all, this is the day after Mother's Day, and I want to say happy Mother's Day. I hope you all had a beautifully blessed time for those of you that are moms. But those of you that maybe are not moms, I know that you have a mom in your life that you could celebrate and honor, and whether it's your own mom or a mentor mother figure in your life, I hope that you celebrated them well and that you were celebrated if you are a mom. It's a special time. Being a mom is the greatest joy of my life. Honestly, it really is. It's the hardest job and the most rewarding job, in my opinion. I wonder, do you agree with me on that? It is just yeah, it's a journey. It's a journey. And thank goodness God gives us some guidance, a lot of guidance through his word. But man, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, none of us have it right. We stumble, we fall, we get back on track. We just do the best that we can, right? But it's important that we continue to grow and we continue to be confident in who God created us to be as moms and to step into that role with assurance of who we are in Christ. And that allows our children and grandchildren and those around us to hopefully see the love of Jesus and to also step into their own role that God has given them. So anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to all the moms in the house. Hope you had a lovely day. And I ended up, my son lives in another state, and so didn't get to see him, unfortunately, but I did go to church and I volunteered in the two-year-old room. So that was fun. So I got my kid fixed there and enjoyed the outdoors and time with my husband and that kind of thing and spent time with family over the weekend. So that was a joy. So what did you do? I'd love to hear. All right. So the topic today is the Kentucky Derby. That's right. Who watched it? Okay. I never watch it, but I happened to see it, whatever, it was like a week or so ago. And my husband and I were just glued to the TV. It was so incredible. And I just got to thinking, there's so many different analogies and things that we can unpack with this race. And so I just want to talk about it because if you didn't see it, oh my goodness, go watch it on YouTube because it is a comeback story. It's a little bit like, you know, Secretariat, Seabiscuit, you know, these comeback stories. And I know some of you may also be like, no, not watching it. I don't like what they do to these horses and how they have to train so hard. I get it. But I also want to say that these horses are athletes, just like human athletes. They train hard. They work hard. And, you know, it's kind of just part of it. So I don't mean to be crass by saying that, but I believe these horses know that they are athletes and they are running the race because that's what they're called to do. And they love it. I believe that they really do love it. That's my thought anyway. But I was thinking about just the whole scenario. And again, if you did not see it, it's the 152nd Kentucky Derby. Go back and watch it. Golden Tempo won the race. Sorry to, disclose information if you hadn't seen it, but I got to unpack it here. So you will obviously know the winner in this podcast. So I was just blown away, honestly, because I don't know enough about the Kentucky Derby, but I was learning more as we watched the race and afterwards, my husband and I dug into a little bit more and found out that horses can only run the Kentucky Derby race once in their life. They are all 3 years old. The horses that run this race are 3 years of age and they get one shot at it. And I was thinking about how, again, you got to go watch it, but how Golden Tempo was in the back of the pack. Like he's in the back and all of a sudden he's coming up further and he's finding his position and he's going around horses and he's finding that open lane. And he's in it to win it. Like all of a sudden it's like game on and he gets this stride that is just out of nowhere. And he ends up winning by, you know, a horse head or more in the race. And it's just remarkable to see the drive, to see this horse like on mission to win this race. And so I was actually thinking about a scripture verse, 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. So I want to read it really quick. It says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. So obviously, we're talking about the spiritual race, right? The eternal prize in the scripture verses here. But it's about disciplining our body and training like an athlete. Our body, our spiritual health, our emotional well-being, all of it to win the prize, the eternal prize. But in the sense of Golden Tempo and the Kentucky Derby, say that five times fast, Kentucky Derby, this was the prize that he was going for, right? And so again, they get one shot at this race, just like we get one shot at this thing called life. And we get one shot at getting to our eternal prize. And so I just love how Golden Tempo was just, again, in it to win it. The jockey did an incredible job, Jose Ortiz, and he's a Christian. He was given glory to where glory was due, and that was a beautiful thing. But he's actually run this race 11 times and has never won it. And so it was beautiful to see him win. And then the trainer is a woman, the first female trainer to win the Kentucky Derby. Her name is Sherry DeVoe. And it's just history made left and right. From Golden Tempo coming from the back of the pack to winning just by so much, by a full horse head, you know, winning by such a big stride, and from coming from the behind. And I just think about Sherry and her history. She actually she's trained as a bodybuilder. I mean, she was a very structured bodybuilder. And so I think about that in terms of how she was training this horse. And she was diligent. She was helping this horse become disciplined and being consistent. Consistency is a big piece of the puzzle, right? I think so many times we want to win the race, so to speak, but we're wanting to just do the sprint and not the marathon. Do the quick fix and not the consistent things that actually work. And so Sherry, you know, after, gosh, just being consistent herself and her own training for her own physical health and well-being and training others, knew how to train this horse. And so it's not just this horse that she's trained. She's trained other horses, but she has put herself, she's really committed to this horse. And there's been great accountability and again, consistency. And she knows when to push the horse and when to let off of pushing this horse. And so I think about that in terms of our own health. And sometimes we don't let off. We just push, 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 push. And then what happens? We get injured or we get burnt out. And so with Sherry's understanding of the body and understanding of how an athlete is wired, she really knew how to handle Golden Tempo. And I am just so, I'm just in awe of her, honestly, because she is not just because she's the first female trainer to win the Kentucky Derby, but she's one of the top trainers, right? And I think that's what she wants to be known as, not just the first female, but a top trainer. And I am in awe of her because most people want to go after the Triple Crown. They won a race prior to the Kentucky Derby, and then after the Kentucky Derby is Preakness, which is in Maryland. And she is actually not going to enter Golden Tempo into this race. And most people are like, what? What are you talking about? You could be, you know, a Triple Crown winner and, you know, kind of, what are you thinking? And you know what? She's wise. She's wise. She says, in her words, she says, Golden Tempo needs a little more time following such a tremendous effort. So she could recognize that Golden Tempo needs a little more time to heal and to prepare, and whether it's mental and physical, all the things. She's not just going to throw him into a race and him get injured. And so I think about that in terms of, again, how maybe we are wired as human beings. Like, I mean, I don't know. We're all different. But for me, I'm either an all or nothing kind of person, right? And you've got to have just great wisdom to know that, okay, it can't always be, you know, ramming, jamming, jamming, right? You have to know when to rest. You have to know when to get restored and to allow your body the healing that it really does deserve so that you can get to that next level of strength, that next level of flexibility, that next level of whatever it is in your health and wellness goals. And so for Golden Tempo, I mean, it was a 23-1 long shot that he would win the race. Like, it's just so cool. And he's wired to be kind of a comeback kid, so to speak. Like, he's known for being in the back of the pack and being one to drive forward and to push ahead of the pack when he knew it was the right time and he could find the right you know, positioning. And so I think sometimes if you're ever in the back of the pack, which maybe you are, maybe you feel like you're never going to have a shot. You're never going to find that positioning to get you ahead in life, to get you ahead in your health and wellness journey. Well, I want to encourage you through Golden Tempo's example that, you know, you too can have a comeback story. You too can position yourself to get into a position of winning, to get into a position of being victorious and not in a victim or kind of, you know, last place mindset. And I know we're all running our own race. It's not about competition per se, but it's about having the mindset and having the drive to know that I'm wired for this. God has made me victorious. And so to come back from the back of the pack, to come back from a setback, to come back from a time of being in a depressed state, to being maybe you got sick or you've been ill or maybe you got injured or whatever it is, maybe it's an emotional setback. To know that you are actually victorious in Christ and that you are wired in a way that God wants you to succeed. He wants you to win the race, win this race of life, and to give him the glory. But it's the race that is eternal focused. But while we're living this life, how are we operating in this life? Are we in it's our attitude, right? It's our attitude. And so where do you need to put blinders on? Maybe those horses have blinders on. They're competing against other horses, but I don't know that they really all know how many horses they're competing against because they have blinders on. They're focused on the finish line and they just see what's in front of them. And so I just want to encourage you to see what's in front of you and go after it. Go after it with gusto and yet have the wisdom to know when to rest, to become restored, and to know that maybe this race, this next race, isn't your race to win or even to enter. And so what is that race for you? Maybe it's, I don't know, we're all on a different journey, but I'm thinking about GLP-1s right now, honestly, because everyone's, okay, that's a blanket statement saying everyone, so that's not true. But a lot of people are resorting to GLP-1s because it's a quick fix. It's a sprint, but it's not the answer. It's not the answer to the consistency, the marathon of life, the solution that will get you to the finish line that you truly desire, right? You may cross a finish line of a race, but what about the long-term game, the long game? Is that the finish line that you're going to finish in by taking a GLP-1? Probably not. Probably not in the way that most people are taking them, I should say. I'll clarify that. Okay. Another thing I wanted to point out about the Kentucky Derby and Cherie DeVoe, it's either Cherie or Sherry. I'm going to say Sherry. I said Cherie just now, but I'm going to go Sherry. She was interviewed by Donna Brothers, who actually spent 26 years conducting horseback interviews with like Triple Crown winners and that kind of thing. But she was one of the first female jockeys to ever win a Triple Crown. And she's kind of signing off. This was her last kind of interview last year to be doing this. And I think how cool it is that Sherry has admired and respected Donna Brothers for years. So I think about that in terms of mentors or having people around us or in front of us that we admire, that we respect, that we want to glean from, learn from. Do you have those people? If you don't, find them. because we all need someone to look up to. And yes, of course, we look to Jesus for everything. But I'm talking about in your sphere of goals. Okay, so we're going to talk goals. Who do you have in that arena? Who do you have that you can turn to, that you can look to, that you can reach out to, that can pray for you, that can speak life into your life? Who is that for you? And we were just talking about Mother's Day. Maybe it's a mom figure in your life that needs to, that you're looking for more nurturing. You're looking for someone that's going to speak truth to you in love. It's also going to give you nurturing moments along your journey. Maybe it's someone like that. Maybe it's someone that, I don't know. Maybe it's someone you don't even know. Maybe it's someone on Instagram or TikTok. Could be. But choose those people wisely, right? And not just based on just what you see, right? Make sure you can peel back the layers a bit and know who the person is at the heart. But find somebody that you can admire, that you can respect, that you can learn from, and that can keep you running the race with great endurance. So I have a few people. I mean, I've got my close friends. I've got my own mom. I've got other mom figures in my life. I've got, I've got quite a few people, and I feel very blessed. I feel very blessed because of that. But I do also have a couple of people on Instagram and Facebook that I admire dearly. And I think, and they don't know me. They don't know me, but I do kind of watch them and I'm like, wow, okay, Lord, I would like to, start being more like that, in the sense of maybe this person carries more grace, or maybe the person has more peace or patience or whatever it is that I'm looking to excel in. I find those people, and then I can just kind of watch them and learn from them. And I like really authentic people, and I like to learn from even their mistakes. And so who is that? Who is that for you? I'm just curious. Who is that? And if you don't have someone, find someone. But I don't know. I just really was blown away, I guess, by the Kentucky Derby. And I wanted to share that with you. Again, I know this is kind of a ramble kind of a podcast, but I want to get your thoughts on it. I mean, are you one that sees yourself as a comeback kid? Do you see yourself as someone who is ready to see that open lane and break boundaries? Are you that person? If you're not, ask yourself, why not? Is it because of negative self-talk? Is it because maybe you've never experienced that before? So, it's that uncertainty, fear of failure, maybe it's fear of success. It's all these kind of questions that we can unpack and journal about to help us understand ourselves better and to help us get to that next level of our health and our well-being. And I don't just mean our physical health. That is a big piece of the puzzle, but I'm talking about our emotional health, talking about our relational health, our spiritual health, all of it. Start to unpack that and journal it and figure out, okay, am I willing to be victorious in this area? Or am I just going to continue to stay at the back of the pack? And why am I choosing that versus finding the open moment, that open lane, and running with great gusto? So I don't know. It's a good journal exercise. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that after you have taken the time to do it. You deserve to take the time to do it. But I want to go back to the scripture verse that I read before. And again, it is 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. Run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. Yes, we do. So as we are running this race, as we're running this race of life, we're doing this health journey because we want to give God the glory. We want to have more days. I mean, I know he knows the numbers of our days, but we want to have more quality days so that we can live well and do all that he's called us to do. And again, it's that eternal prize that we're after. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. So that part is like, I fear that after preaching to myself or preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. So we must be disciplined. We must not be preaching and teaching to others and pointing things out because what? We've got a log in our own eye, right? Yeah. Telling people about their specs and not addressing our log is not the direction to go. We want to get the log out of our own eye, and we want to be able to run our race with purity and with clarity and for us not to be disqualified and for us to be examples for others so that they can get their own log out of their eyes, right? So, all right. Again, this has been a ramble. I hope you enjoy the ramble, but I would really, really, really like, if you're interested, people, you know, respond to my podcast all the time, but I don't hear often enough what topics you want to hear about. And therefore, I want to, you know, I'm not bringing on the guests maybe that you would like to hear from. So I want to make sure that I'm bringing on the guests that you want to hear, not just that I want to hear. Because selfishly, I'm kind of bringing on guests that I want to hear from a lot of times. I want to hear from you. So tell me what topics. Maybe you have a certain guest that would be perfect for the show. Let me know. I'm all ears. Okay? All right. Blessings to you. Thanks for listening and tuning in. And thanks for being such a special part of my day and being a special part of this podcast. All right. God bless you. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.